An infectious disease specialist says more people with coronavirus could already be in the community and might be silently transmitting the disease. An Auckland woman has COVID-19 but wasn't diagnosed until 8 days after she arrived from northern Italy. In that time, she took a return flight to Palmerston North. Work is underway to trace the passenger sitting near her and anyone else she may have been in close contact with. She arrived before the requirement for travellers from northern Italy to isolate themselves was in place. Well, Public Health Professor Michael Baker told our health correspondent Rowan Quinn similar situations are likely to arise.
A lot of people have come into New Zealand from overseas, obviously in the last 6 weeks or so, and some have come from places where there is active transmission. Many will, of course, self-isolated, which is a form of quarantine, which will have greatly reduced their risk. But there will be people who have got through the system that weren't identified as being at moderate risk of being infected. So we could already have community transmission happening in New Zealand. And the term that's used quite a bit is silent transmission. And that is because this is a mild illness for most people, probably maybe up to 80%. And so they can have just what looks like a common cold. They can infect other people, and or the transmission doesn't become obvious until someone is infected and gets quite ill and then presents to the health system, sometimes with pneumonia and sometimes gets admitted to hospital. So that is called silent transmission, and that's what's happening already in quite a few overseas countries. It's certainly how things start in Italy and the US. So that's the thing we have to be on the lookout for in New Zealand now.
And how likely do you think it is that there could be this silent transmission here?
I think almost by definition we just don't know, because we really don't hear about it until a case appears. But the key transition point is when you get cases identified that have no connection with overseas travel, and that's one of these big transition points from the containment phase to the manage it phase.
Should we be doing anything different in New Zealand now? Is there anything else we should be doing?
Two things. One is using every day we've got to ramp up our preparation for what will probably be a very widespread pandemic situation in New Zealand. I think that's the experience overseas. So, and I know our health authorities and the government's working very hard on that, so that's very positive. The second thing is a huge responsibility for all people in New Zealand. If you have symptoms, don't go to work, don't go to school, don't go to social gatherings and infect people. And now I think this is different from just a minor cold. This is a potentially fatal illness that you're transmitting. So people really have to take responsibility for this. And we can't have this presenteeism philosophy, which we often have, is of soldiering on when you're sick. You know, stay at home now. I think that's a message everyone in the country needs to take on board.
So basically, any cold could be COVID-19.
It's still very unlikely, but I think it's more just shifting your views on taking a very precautionary approach now when you have respiratory illnesses.
So is it perhaps maybe treat it like it could be? Is that what you're saying?
At some point over the next few weeks and months, we will have more and more cases in New Zealand. And so I think we just have to develop a new habit, a new culture around how we manage common respiratory illnesses.
Public Health Professor Michael Baker speaking with health correspondent Rowan Quinn.